Hello and welcome. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and this is your weekly finance news wrap. As we measure the pulse of the financial landscape on this fine Saturday, October 25th, 2025, we've looked through the major headlines to bring you the crucial industry updates. We start with the Reserve Bank of Australia, short RBA. Despite a backdrop of economic uncertainty, the RBA has kept the cash rate at a steady 3.6% for September 2025. The decision follows three consecutive 25 basis point reductions, yet inflation and persistent employment pressures have sowed seeds of uncertainty for future cuts. Experts caution borrowers to stay aware and not merely sit tight, but contemplate locking in the current rates owing to the prevailing economic instability. On the lending front for self-employed Australians, Rate Money has taken a step forward, announcing significant rate reductions for its Evolve Easy Doc loan range. Reflecting on this move, effective since June 30th of 2025, a new annual rate of 6.64% paints a promising landscape for entrepreneurs. Moreover, the Easy Doc one-year product now begins at 6.09%, truly an innovation that guides self-employed Australians towards improved financing options, enabling business growth and financial stability. Meanwhile, Renown Lending has bolstered its offerings for Australian small to medium-sized enterprises, short SMEs, announcing a partnership with Marlberry Capital. A fresh $100 million facility is now available, enhancing alternatives for asset-backed loans. Term sheets are expected to be available in a day's time. One might call this the speed of trust in the financial world. Interest rates are starting at 8.99% annually, and loan-to-value ratios are reaching up to 70% for residential and 65% for commercial properties. This partnership, pitching a strong alternative to traditional bank financing, allows SMEs to take on growth investments while strengthening financial resilience. Turning now to the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, short ASIC, the regulatory body has raised concerns about compliance among small-amount credit contract providers, also known as SACs. The outcome of a detailed review has brought to light a somewhat troublesome trend of vulnerable consumers being steered towards high-risk financial products. The ASIC calls for stringent adherence to consumer protection laws and transparency in lending practices. Borrowers, particularly those of moderate to low income, are urged to fully comprehend the terms of their agreement and implications of small loans they intend to sign. ASIC recommends that lenders and borrowers should prioritize informed decisions, emphasizing the necessity of a fair credit market. That's a wrap of important financial news this week. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Trust us to keep you informed and always grounded about your financial world. Please check out financialservicesonline.com.au for further updates. Until next Saturday, stay financially aware and fiscally savvy.